of a get which is coming from one place to another place inside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah says that if a get is coming from one place to another place inside of Eretz Yisrael, there is no need for the shliach to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechtam. If the Baal is ma'arar on the get, then you'd have to be mekayim the chasimos on the get. Tosis already raises the question, what would happen if the Baal was not ma'arar on the get? And Tosis says if the Baal's not ma'arar on the get, then there's absolutely no reason to raise the problem of mezuyah in connection with his get, and there's no reason to be mekayim the get, because mishum iguna kilu barabonon, as opposed to a shtar monon where the teveya was trying to use the shtar monon to claim money from the nitfa, where the nitfa isn't around, or where the nitfa is dead, and he's trying to claim from the yesemim, or he's trying to claim from the lekuches, where in such a situation, even though there's nobody there actually who's tining mezuyah from the get, there we were tining mezuyah from the get, or Bezdin were tining mezuyah from the get, because if you're not going to tining mezuyah from the get, you're going to run into a problem that Veshavakta Chaylechol Beria, where people start writing shtoros in order to illegally get money away from the Kuches and from Yoshim. So Tosis really raises the point that there is a difference between a shtar momen and a get in terms of whether taninon or whether not. By a get, there is no taninon, whereas by momen, there is taninon. The Ritva, the classic edition of the Ritva, which today is questionable as to whether it is the Ritva or it isn't the Ritva, but it's Miyuchas the Ritva anyway, whether it's somebody else or it's not, Ben Akarkas, whatever you want to say. But in the classic edition of the Ritva brings the shittas of the Rishonim, who discuss this point as to whether we tain a mezuyah on behalf of the Yesaimim. And the Ritva continues and says that you can't bring any raya to the question of whether you tain a mezuyah on behalf of the Yesaimim from our Mishnah, because there is a very good reason why you would not tain a mezuyah, or you would not be cheshish for ziyaf in the case of our Mishnah, which is talking in reference to get, as opposed to shtorei momen. And the Ritva says, v'hodolei cheshinen hocha gabi isha leziyaf, the reason why by a get you're not cheshish that the get was mezuyah if there's nobody, if the husband's not actually claiming that the get is mezuyah, the reason why we're not cheshish the get is mezuyah, hacha taima achrinahu, because here's a completely different reason which has nothing at all to do with shtorei momen. In other words, there's a very clear-cut differential, there's a very clear-cut difference between the case of get and the case of momen. Why? Because isha lav mamaynoi shel baal, because the woman isn't considered to be the momen of the husband. That's reason number one, says the Ritva. Then the Ritva continues and he says, V'oid, and I have a further reason. If you don't like that one, then I've got a different reason why you wouldn't taina mezuyah by a get. What's the second reason? V'oid, the second reason is, Da'anan le'yavdinan b'hochi maisa, because in reference to this get, we, the Bezin, aren't actually actively involved in doing anything at all. He shahileches v'nisas. She's coming along with a get. On the basis of this get, she now wants to get remarried. And the only question is, are we ma'arer on the get to prevent her getting married? Or are we not ma'arer on the get, in which case we won't prevent her from getting married? Says the Ritva, V'anan lo ina'arer leo. So all we're doing is we're saying, we will let her carry on, get married with this get, we won't prevent her from getting married. Says the Ritva, Avol. That's the second teretz. Says the Ritva, Avol. But lahaitzi momen bebezin b'shtal she'ein mekuyam, to actually go, that we should go and do an act. In other words, in the case of momen, where we're trying to use the shtar in order to take momen away from somebody, where if we're going to say that the get, that the shtar is a good shtar, then we're actually going to use the shtar to take something away from somebody. We're going to take money away from the lakul place or from the yisaimim. In that situation, that we certainly don't do. In other words, to keep a back seat and not mix in to stop something, that's one thing. But to actively play a role in taking away money from somebody else, that's the second thing. Says the Ritva, therefore, even though we maintain that as far as the get is concerned, we have two reasons as to why we shouldn't intervene and we shouldn't suggest that the get is mezuyif, and it is totally different from the case of momen, because the case of momen is where you're trying to take away something active and here it's passive. If you were theoretically trying to use this get to take away money, says the Ritva, for example, you are using this get to claim the ksuba, in such a situation where the get now has become a shtar momen, says the Ritva, there obviously you would need require kiyum in the same way that any shtar momen requires kiyum. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. So the Ritva had a problem, and the Ritva gave us two suggestions to answer his problem. The problem that was facing the Ritva is, what is the difference between a shtar momen and a shtar get? That by shtar momen ta'aninon, and by a get we don't ta'ina. Says the Ritva, I have two distinctions that I can give you. Distinction number one is that the woman is not a monetary possession of her husband. That's distinction number one. Distinction number two is that by money, if you allow the use of the shtar, then the shtar is being used to take away from somebody. That's an act. Masha'in can get. All you're saying, if you're saying that the get is okay, is you're saying the woman can carry on doing what she originally intended to do, and you will not stop her from doing it. So the accepted understanding of the first pshat of the Ritva, the way in which most people understand the first pshat in the Ritva, is that the Ritva says the following: a woman is not a financial possession of her husband. Where somebody is trying to take money away from somebody else, there is a teveya who is trying to take money away from a nitva, and he's trying to take the money away from the nitva on the basis of a shtara. Who is holding the money that's trying to be taken? The nitva. The nitva's muchzik in the money, and you're trying to take the money away from him. So in such a situation where you're trying to take away money from somebody who's muchzik in money, there, in order to defend the muchzik, we taina that the shtar is mezuyif. But where you are talking about a shtar, where the shtar is not a shtar which is trying to take money away from somebody, you're not taking money away from a muchzik. In such a situation, there is no reason to taina mezuyif on the part of the nitva. Therefore, seeing that in the case of a get, you can't say that what the get is doing is taking the woman who is a financial possession of her husband out of, away from a husband who is muhzak in her as a moment as dhikr possession. Therefore, you don't use the principle of ta'aninun, which would fit with the shitta which exists in the Rishayim, shitta of the Rosh, which is quoted, Rosh in his Chivas, which is quoted by the Ksais and others, that you only use ta'aninun where you're trying to get away moment from a muhzak, and you don't use ta'aninun when you're not trying to get away moment from a muhzak. That's the normal understanding of the first teretz of the Ritva. That understanding presents a problem, and the problem is already raised by the Rivosh. The Rivosh already asked this, and the Rivosh says, I don't understand that logic. He says, I can't understand that logic. Why? Because he says, even if you're going to use that logic, that the woman is not memoinai of her husband, I would still say that there is a very good reason that the get should need kiyum, and that we should argue mezuyah on behalf of the husband. Because even where you are trying to use a shtar to take money away from somebody, midoraisa, the shtar doesn't need kiyum. It's the Chachomim who said that we tie the mezuyah and you have to be mekayim the shtar. Why did the Rabbanan come along and say that even though with the rights of the shtar doesn't need kiyum, when you're trying to take money away from somebody you have to be mekayim the shtar? Because the Rabbanan felt that taking away money from a muhzak is a big thing. The guy sof is muhzak in the money, and taking away the money from a muhzak is a big thing. And in order to do that, to go so far as to take away money from a muhzak, the Rabban said, we prefer that there should be kiyum on the shtar. Says the Rivosh, if that's the case, then use the same logic by a get as well. Even though by a get we don't need kiyum, the Chachamim should come along and the Chachamim should say, we do need kiyum. Because sof kol sof, if you're going to say that this get is a good get, what are you doing? You're taking the woman out of her status of being an Eishes Ish, and you're saying she's not an Eishes Ish. So if the Rabbanan were chayshish from taking money out of its present status, kol shekein they should be chayshish of taking a woman out of her present status. And then he goes on to bring a variety of gemaras to prove his point that we're always more machmir in reference to taking a woman out of the status of an eishes ish than we are about taking money out of the status of being muhzak by somebody. So therefore we see that consistently the Gemara holds that taking a woman out of a status of Eishes Ish is more chomer than taking money out of somebody who's muhzak in the money. Therefore, if by taking money out of somebody who's muhzak in the money you need kiyum, obviously by taking a woman out of a status of Eishes Ish you need kiyum. Therefore he says, I can't understand what this the logic is in this first teretz of the Ritva, which could theoretically be the reason why the Ritva bothered in giving us a second teretz. Because obviously when you give a second teretz, that means that usually that you've got some sort of flaw in the first teretz. So the Ritva comes along and the Ritva says a second teretz. What's his second teretz? The Ritva's second teretz is very simple. The Ritva's second teretz is that in the case of Momon, when the Tever turns up and he shows his shtar, which is not Mekuyim, Bezdin now have to make a decision. What's the decision that Bezdin have to make? Can you take money away from somebody on the basis of this shtar? So the decision which Bezdin has to make is, do we go ahead and do an act of taking away money from somebody? In such a situation, before you do this major act of taking money away from somebody, be mekayim the shtar. Masha enkein, in the case of get, once the woman has the get in her hand, she is allowed to go and get married, because she is a divorcee, and a divorcee she can get married to anybody she wants other than a kohen. So this woman has the right to get married. So when she shows the get, if we now have to determine the status of the get, says the Ritva, all that we're doing is saying to ourselves, are we going to allow the woman to go ahead and get married, which she has the right lichura to do, or are we going to stop her from getting married? We don't use ta'aninon to stop something. We only use ta'aninon to do something when we're trying to do something. That's the second teretz of the Ritva. In other words, we don't use ta'aninon to create a situation that Bezdin will be meinea from the woman to do what she lichura has the right to do. That's the Ritva. That's the way that most people learn pshat in the Ritva. The Ran also raises the same problem, but the Ran constitutes a confusion. Why does the Ran constitute a confusion? Because the Ran takes the two terutzim of the Ritva and he mixes them together and he turns it into one teretz. The Ran says the following: Mimasnisin leka lemigma. You can't bring me a proof from our Mishnah in Gittin in connection with whether you would taina mezuyef by mammon, where you're trying to claim the money from the nitzvah shalei b'fonov. One has no kesher, no shaychus with the other, says the Ram. Why not? Lefi she'ein isha zum emayin isha baal. Because this woman is not the mammon of the baal, ela brishus atzmahi. V'anan le'imonin Allah. The Ram doesn't say v'oid. The Ram says v'anan le'imonin Allah, which seems to imply that the whole reason why you don't, why you say that the woman is not memoina of the Baal has something to do or is interconnected with the anan le'imonin Allah. And everybody is very confused here as to what exactly is the Ran trying to say. So everybody knows the famous Briskerov in Hilchos Gerishin, where the Briskerov says a Yesod, and the Briskerov fits his Yesod into the Ran in order to farenter the Ran. The Briskerov basically says a Yesod, I don't want to go into it because it's a Parsha Mishnei Atzmai, but the Briskerov basically, the format of the Briskerov, if I'm not mistaken, works the following. He has a principle. He says the principle is obvious because there's a Rambam, which if you learn the Rambam like my principle, the Rambam fits beautifully. There's a Gemara, the Rashi, if you learn it like my principle, it fits beautifully. There's another couple of Gemaras which fit beautifully, and there's a Gemara which seems to say differently to what I say, and there's Yerushalmi which seems to say differently than I say. So okay, we don't have to worry about that and how to fire in for that. But basically the format of the Briskerov is, I've got a Rambam which fits nicely, I've got a Gemara which fits nicely, I've got another few Gemaras that I can explain with this, and therefore taking this Yesod, I can explain to you what the Ran is talking about. There are a number of problems which don't get answered with the Briskerov's Yesod. If you go through the Briskerov piece by piece, you see clearly that the Rambam fits beautifully according to the Briskerov, but it doesn't mean there aren't alternative ways of learning the Rambam. The Machon Ephraim has an alternative way there of learning the Rambam which also seems to fit. There are others, Magnishna and others, but they're a bit shver. The Machon Ephraim has a way of learning the Rambam there. The Gemara also, the Rishonim have ways of learning it which you don't have to come onto the Briskerov. But the aside, the Briskerov says it's to be Mavaya the Ram. He's got his Mahalach on how to be Mavaya the Ram. There are two famous problems that everybody asks in connection with this Ran. In other words, the raid, for want of a better expression, in connection with this Ran is that there are two basic problems with the Ran. Problem number one is that the Ran is differentiating between a get of a woman and a shtar mammon. And the Ran gives us a chiluk. And what's the chiluk based on? The chiluk is based on the fact that a woman is not a financial possession of her husband. The problem number one that everybody talks about is that we know from the Gemara that the halacha which applies to a get isha also applies to a get shichra. And an eved is certainly, the Gemara is full of this all over the place, that a eved is certainly the moment of the Adin, and therefore the chiluk won't work according, the chiluk of the Ram won't work in the context of a get shichror of an eved. That's the problem number one which everybody talks about, and again there are answers and people give answers on it. Problem number two that everybody asks on the run is from a run in Kiddushin. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin where the Gemara starts off, the Gemara is talking about the fact that a person who is Makadish, a woman, has to do the Kinyan of Kiddushin, and he has to say Hurry up Mekudeshesli, whether it's Hurry up Mekudeshesli with his Kesef, whether it's Hurry up Mekudeshesli with his Shtar, with the Beer, whatever it is, whatever the Kinyan is he's using, he has to say an Amira of Hurry up Mekudeshesli. And the Gemara raises a problem. The Gemara says, what happened if he gave the money, but he didn't say to her, by giving you this money, I am being Mekadesh you? She said that by taking this money, I'm a Kodeshes to you. Nosan who? The Omra he. It's a sugi in the Gemara, famous sugi in the Gemara, in Kiddushin. The Gemara says there that it's a sophic, and the language of the Gemara, in the way that it appears in the text that we have in front of us, is V'chayshinon midrabonim. Rashi explains the Gemara to mean the following. A man was Mekadesh a woman. He gave her the pruta. She made the statement. Then another guy came along to the same woman and he said, Hurry up, Mekadesh, leave a kesef zu. And she took the money. Is she married to the first guy and therefore the second guy didn't do anything at all? Or is she not married to the first guy, in which case she would be married to the second guy? Says Rashi, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says it's a sofek. We don't know whether the first condition is a good condition or not, because we don't know whether Nosan Huvi Omrahi works or it doesn't work. Therefore, it's a sofek. Therefore, she's got no choice, but Lechumra, she's going to need a get from both of them. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Ran immediately says, I don't understand. You have here a case where a woman was Mekudesh by a man, and you don't know whether the Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin or not. What does that constitute, says the Ran? A Sofik is whether the woman is married or not. A woman who's married is an Eishes Ish. Therefore, if you've got a Sofik whether she's married or not, you've got a Sofik Eishes Ish. Says the Ran, Lichura, it's a Sofik Deraisa. So why does the Gemara say Sofik? It's a Sofik. V'chayshina midra bonam. But we're only chayish midra bonam. So the Ran's got a Hezbah there, and the Ran explains why it's not a Sofik Doraisa, and it's only a Chumra of the Rabbanon that she needs to get from both of them. And the Ran isn't 100% clear in what he's saying. There's a Pnei Yeshua there that explains what the Ran is saying. There's a Hezbah there in the Ran as to why it's not considered to be a Sofik Doraisa. The Ran then continues, and the Ran says something very strange there in Kiddushin. The Ran continues and says, on the basis of this Gemara, which is talking about a case where we don't know whether it's a Kiddushin or not, right? And we pass in it's a Sofik Kiddushin, and we're Cheshesh, right? Says the Ran, therefore, Lefichov, therefore, Ani Mistapek. Says the Ran, I'm not sure. In every single case of Sofik Kiddushin, would you say that the woman would need a get midaraisa because it's a shayla midaraisa, whether she's an Eishes Ish or she's not an Eishes Ish? Forget about this case. But what would happen in any case where you have a suffix, whether a woman is Mekudeshes? So we don't know whether she's an Eishes Ish or she's not an Eishes Ish. The Rechura should be a suffix of deraisa, and she should need a get of midaraisa. Alternatively, says the Ran, it's possible that it's not a suffix deraisa, it's only a suffix derabbanan. Why would it not be a Sofik Deraisa? Because if there is a Sofik, whether a woman is Mekudeshes, then I had Midaraisa, I have a simple way out, says the Ran. What's the simple way out? Hamed Isha Al Cheskoso. Just leave the woman on the Chazaka that she has. Says the Ran, My Shnomi Kol Teiku Demamayna Domirin Be Hamed Momin Al Cheskoso. In the same way as when you got a sofik about money, who does money belong to, what do you say? Whoever's mufsik in the money until proven otherwise owns the money. So too, by kiddushin, Kol Zman, you don't know whether the woman is Nashis Ish or she's not Nashis Ish, believe her in her prior situation. So, the Ran seems to be, and then the Ran carries on and he says that most of the Gedolei Achronim, the Ran says, he's talking about the Gedolei Achronim, meaning his age, and there was most of the Rishonim, in fact, would agree that Hamid Isha Al Cheskosa, and she wouldn't need a get. In other words, where you've got a Sufik Kiddushin Midaraisa, you go Lekula, because we put the woman on her chazaka, and if there is a chumrah, the chumrah is only a chumrah de rabbonim. With a raisa, there's no problem. It's exactly the same as money. What is this chazaka that the woman has which solves the problem of Sofek Mekudeshes? So, the Pnei Yeshua, the Atzmus Yosef, the Marit, all quoted by the Avni Milim, all say the same thing. This woman has a chazaka of being an unmarried woman. That's what she has. The Shaila only starts when she gets the Kiddushin from the husband, which is a Sofik Kiddushin. So now you don't know whether the Kiddushin was a good Kiddushin or it wasn't a good Kiddushin. So what do you say? Hamid Isha Al Cheskasa, put the woman on her Chazaka. What's her Chazaka? She's got a Chazaka of being a Pnuya. So carry on that she is a Pnuya. And the Ran brings a raya for this, from where? From Mammon. That by Mammon, where you've got a suffix who the money belongs to, leave the Mammon by the person who is Mochzak in the money. So the Achrayim already go wild with the Pshat of the Pnei Yeshua and the Pshat of the Marit and the Pshat of the Atzmus Yosef, and they say that if the Ran is talking about the Chazaka that the woman is a Pnuya, then what's the Ran comparing this to the case of Mammon? The case of Mammon is a totally different type of chazaka. The case of Mammon is the case of Cheskas Pnuya is a chazaka meikora, which the Gemara in Chulin learns out from a pasuk lagabe dinei tuma, right? Which the way it was is the way that it is, and the way that it will be until proven otherwise. That's a Cheskas Pnuya. The fact that where you have an argument about money and the money remains by the person who has the money, that's a separate, different type of chazak altogether. That's called muhzak. Muhzak is a different thing altogether. There's no comparison between the two, therefore, what's going on here? So along comes Rabbi Zalman in Eben Ha'Ozel and Rabbi Chanan in three places, and Kovitzurim and in Kovitzoris, and they all say the same thing. They all say that if you look at the language of the Ran, from the fact that the Ran says, Maishno, why is it any different than Mammon? It's obvious that the Ran was talking about a type of chazaka that this woman has, which is the exact parallel to the chazaka which exists by Mammon. So if the type of chazaka which exists by Mammon is the chazaka of Muhzak, that the guy is Muhzak in the Mammon, then when the Ran says that this woman, prior to the Sofik Kiddushin, has a chazaka, what chazaka does she have? A parallel chazaka to the guy who's being Muhzak in Mammon. What's the Cheskas Mammon? She's Muhzak in Mammon. Says Rabbi Zalman and Rabbi Chanan, what sort of Mammon is she Muhzak in? So they both say that a woman is muhzak in herself, right? She owns herself. Comes Kiddushin, and Kiddushin transfers the ownership to the husband. So here you've got a suffix now as to whether the woman through the Kiddushin is going to become the husband's possession, or he's not going to become the husband's possession from a financial perspective. So what's the shaila here? Is she the moment of the husband, or is she her own moment? So what does the Ran say? Hamid Isha al Cheskasa, says Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Zalman, leave the woman where she is, that she has a Cheskas moment on herself. So if so, it comes out that the Ran is saying very clearly that a woman is considered to be, before she's married, her own moment, and after she's married, the moment of her husband, which Lechura seems to contradict clearly that which the Ran is saying by us. Because if Kiddushin works, then what Kiddushin does is it makes the woman, become transferred from being her own woman to the husband's woman, then lichura gerushin is doing the opposite. What's gerushin doing? It's transferring the possession of the woman from the husband back to the woman. So there is there an inyan of bailus mammon. So what did the Ran say when the Ran said that ain't no isha and my initial bailo? Those are the two questions that everybody asks on the Ran. So I want to suggest something. The starting point of everybody's understanding of the Ran is that when the Ran says that the woman is not the mammon of the husband, the Ran is talking about the status of the woman. That's the assumption. The assumption is that the Ran is talking about the status of the woman. The status of the woman is that she's not the mammon of the husband. So therefore we've got a problem. Because if that's the case, then what are you going to do by Eved, where the status of the Eved is definitely that he is the mammon of his master? And what are you going to do with the running condition? Well, the running condition seems to say that the status of a woman is that she is the mammon of her husband through an act of kiddushin. So the starting point that everybody has in terms of this run is that they are assuming that the run is talking about the status of the woman. I have an alternative suggestion, and my alternative suggestion would solve the problem. Whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know, but I have an alternative suggestion. And my alternative suggestion is based on a Rambam. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam says in Perek Hay of Hilchos Mechira and Halacha Yudalef, the Rambam says the following. Yesh dvorim harbe, there are a lot of things, she'ein tzrichin kinyan, that they don't need a kinyan. Ve'ein lekinyan bohem tam. And a kinyan doesn't play a role there at all. Kamoi, for example, ha'meshachrer avdoi, somebody who's meshachrer his eved, I am a garish ishtoi, or somebody who is megarish his wife, I ha'is a shliach, or somebody who appoints a shliach, the kol kiyetsi mitvorim elu, or anything which is similar to these things. Now, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying the following. There are certain acts which are done which don't need a kinyan. You don't need a kinyan. For example, when you want to appoint somebody as a shliach, how do you do it? You appoint somebody with a shliach, as a shliach, by doing what? By saying, I want you to be my shliach. That's it. So what's the Rambam coming in and telling me? That suffices. And you don't also have to make a kinyan in order to create a shliach. That's the Pashat Pshat. But if that's the pshat, then what is the Rambam talking about in connection with a shtar shichrur and with a get? What is the Rambam saying that, I want to be mechadish something to you. Guys, you didn't know something, but I'm going to tell you something. When you've given a get, fine. You don't have to do another kinyan. When you've given a shtar shichrur, fine. You don't have to do another kinyan. In other words, what? There was a half a minute that I needed another kinyan. I need a kinyan sudra. I need a... If I sell you a field with a shtar, is there any hava amina that I need another kinyan? The shtar itself constitutes the kinyan, so of course I don't need another kinyan. So if I divorce a woman, or if I'm a shachra and eved, the shtar itself constitutes the kinyan. So why should there be a hava amina that I need another kinyan? The teretz is that that's obviously not what the Rambam means. So what does the Rambam mean? So lichura, what the Rambam seems to be saying here is that there is a very integral difference between the way in which a shtar works and the way in which a get works, be it a get shichru or be it a get isha. In the mechanics of how a shtar mammon works and how a shtar shichru or a get isha works, says the Rambam, there is a vast difference. A shtar mammon is based on the following premise. The Torah came along and the Torah was Mechadish a Parsha of Shtar. What was the Torah Mechadish when the Torah was Mechadish a Parsha of Shtar? That if I want to change ownership from A to B, the vehicle that I can use to change the ownership is the Shtar. So what is a Shtar? A Shtar is a vehicle of acquisition. It's a mode of acquisition. It's a way in which you acquire something. Write out a shtar, sign on the shtar, two enim on the shtar, and a certain mechanics comes into action. What happens? The object's ownership moves from A to B, which means, however you're going to understand it, and I'm not going into that, however you'll understand it, in a shtar lies a koyach hakno. And a basic element in the shtar is that the shtar has the power of transferal of ownership. That is the definition of a shtar. And therefore, in any situation where you need a transferal of ownership, one of the ways in which you can do it is through using a shtar which has within it, through the chiddush haTorah, the power of acquisition. Koyach hakno. Says the Rambam, a get shechrur and a get isha doesn't work that way. The mechanics of a get shechrur and the mechanics of a get isha works differently. The Rambam would agree, maybe, that every woman who gets married, the husband has, through the marriage, a result, an outcome. A titzor. And the titzor is that there's a kinyan issa and there's a kinyan moment. By every eved there's a kinyan issa and there's a kinyan moment. And by an isha there could even be a kinyan issa and a kinyan moment. And we all know that the achrayim talk about it and discuss it. What comes first, the kinyan issa, the kinyan moment, the moment from the issa, the issa from the moment, etc., etc., etc. Right? Kolecha v'fi dalka. We know about all that. There's no argument that it exists. The question is, mechanically, how does the get work? Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says as follows. There is a parsha in the Torah of Gerushin. And the parsha in the Torah of Gerushin revolves around the Pasuk. And the Pasuk contains within it elements. And the elements are, that is to say, for Krisus, and it's for Nosan B'Yodo, etc., etc., etc. There are parameters set out in the Torah of Gerushin. Now along comes the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin, and he says there are 10 components of Gerushin. The act of Gerushin, the Maisa of Gerushin, consists of 10 components. It has to be this, and it has to be that, and it has to be this, and it has to be that, and it has to be with a ksav. Because the Torah says, Sefer Krisus, so it has to be with a ksav. In other words, what the Rambam is saying? The Rambam is saying the following. When you make a kinyan in an eved, or when you make a kinyan in an isha, you have created something. What have you created? You have created either avdus or ishus. Now the avdus consists of moment, consists of isha, consists of this, consists of that, fine, whatever you want to say. Ishus consists of this, consists of that, whatever you want to say. But those are all details. What you have created is something called avdus and something called ishus. The Torah came along and the Torah said that there is a parsha of Gerushin. What is the parsha of Gerushin? Gerushin destroys ishus. There is a parsha of Get Shechrur. What does Get Shechrur do? Get Shechrur destroys avdus. Therefore, the get in the Maisa HaGerushin, what is it? It's 10% of the Maisa HaGerushin. Because there are certain dvorim which are ma'akev. And one of them is it has to be the ksav. So the dinin of ksav, the dinin of the shtar by Gerushin, the dinin of the shtar by get isho, is only 10% of the entire Seder HaGerushin. It's a 10% component of something which is called Gerushin. But Gerushin has to be done according to a certain way. And the way is that it has to include a Shtar Gerushin. But the function of the Shtar Gerushin, the mechanics of the Shtar Gerushin, is not anything at all to do with Kinyan. It's not acting as a Shtar Kinyan. It is one of the things which are an integral part of the Seder Maisa HaGerushin that you need a shtar. And it has halachas. has all sorts of halachas. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Udvari yesh dvarim harba shayim svichim kinyan. There are a lot of things that have no connection with kinyan at all. Ve'ein le'kinyan b'em tam. Kinyan doesn't play a role at all. For example, the act of shichra, or the act of being megarish ishto with a get. A shtar shichra and a get have nothing at all to do with kinyan. The mechanics has nothing at all to do with kinyan. It works in a totally different way. The halacha of ta'aninon is a halacha when you're talking about shtaris, where the shtar b'mehusay has a kinyan. Then there's diunim, ta'aninon, not ta'aninon. Says the Ran, don't bring me any riyas. Legabe ta'aninon, legabe shtori kinyan, from ta'aninon legabe gitin. Why? Lefisha ein isha zu shmamayno shel bal elo birshus atzmohi. The shtar, the get. We're not talking about the status of the woman. We're talking about the get. The get is not a get, is not a shtar which relates to the fact that the woman is the moment of the husband, and therefore the shtar is a shtar kinyan. It's not a shtar kinyan at all. It's got nothing at all to do with kinyonim. It bears no relevance to kinyonim at all. It's a maiseh geirishim, which is mafkia ishus. And a shtar shichru is a maiseh shichru, which is mafkia avdus. That's all that it is. And mimela, once you've been mafkia the ishus, or you've been mafkia the avdus, then everything falls away in the use of the moment, and whatever it may be. Through the get, ha'isha b'rishus atzmo lihinosei. Through the get, what happens? Because the ishus has been taken away, or by the eved, the avdus has been taken away, therefore they can now do whatever they want to do. And therefore, if there is no reason on our side to stop them doing what they want to do, we don't stop them. Why should we stop them? The Ran in Kiddushin is talking about the fact that in the Maisa Kiddushin, that's something else. But there is no flow of logic which says that because the Maisa Kiddushin is a Maisa which involves a Kinyan, and it works in one direction, therefore the Gerushin is the exact opposite. Not true. From the Rambam we see that the Gerushin is not the exact opposite of Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is a Kinyan going one way, and Gerushin is a Kinyan going another way. Gerushin is a whole different Hagdorah altogether. Therefore, if there's no Ta'aninon by a get, because the whole parsha of Ta'aninon doesn't work by a get, because a get is a different type of shtar, and a get shechru is exactly the same as a get isha, because by both of them it's not working round through kinyonim, but it's working through hafkos avdus or hafkos ashichro. Then in chanam, a get shichro is exactly parallel to a get isha, and therefore there's no kasha on the run from a get shichro.